You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, it was announced that 130 jobs at the Department of Conservation will be cut in a proposed restructure. These are among the almost 2,000 public service job cuts being made to meet the Finance Minister's cost-cutting target of a 6.5% reduction in spending. Additionally, the cuts at DOC were announced the same day as the release of the Our Land 2024 report on Aotearoa's natural ecosystems and landscapes. I speak to Group Manager of Conservation Advocacy and Communications at Forest and Bird, Richard Cappy, about the impacts and significance of these cuts on the environment and the economy in light of the fast-track legislation, Our Land 2024, and the cuts to other departments contributing to the protection of Aotearoa's environment. Just to grasp what's at a loss here, would you be able to touch on some of the work that the Department of Conservation does?
Sure. So the Department of Conservation is a bit of an unsung hero in New Zealand in that it actually looks after a third of New Zealand's landmass. So that's a huge amount of territory. And with that responsibility, I think most people would know DOC because of its rangers out on the ground and would think of it in terms of looking after huts and things like that. Well, actually, it does so much more. So it's the department that's got the responsibility to look after our biodiversity and our environment. So in our public conservation land, so there's huge, huge, vast areas of land that include really special places like national parks, DOC's responsibility is really looking after those incredibly unique species that make New Zealand home. So it has a range of legislation that it's responsible for, and its job is to really act as the stewards or kaitiaki for New Zealanders in looking after those incredibly special places and those incredible special creatures. And with that are responsibilities both in New Zealand law, but also we've got international obligations and responsibilities under international treaty that we've put in place that DOC also has a real role in making sure that we're delivering on.
And to kind of add on to what you're saying there, do you think these job cuts are a product of the importance of DOC's work going unnoticed? How has the government justified these?
I think if you look at the cuts at DOC alongside cuts with the Ministry for the Environment and climate scientists at NIWA and job losses in biosecurity in New Zealand, I think what we can see is I don't think there is an understanding of just how important the environment is to our economy, our society, our well-being. So, you know, we're cutting very important jobs, whether they're scientists, whether they're frontline staff, where there are people who actually let those frontline staff get on with their jobs at a time when we've got a climate emergency. So climate change is the number one global issue and a huge issue that New Zealand has to do something about. And we have international responsibilities and domestic responsibilities around that. But we also have a biodiversity crisis, which is a bit less well understood. So New Zealand has over 4,000 species which are really at risk. And these are species that are only found in this country. So it's not like they live anywhere else in the world. So if they go extinct here in New Zealand, that's it. And, you know, DOC plays a really key role in looking after both those creatures, but also the habitats in which they live. And, you know, those habitats are absolutely at risk just now, which is very, very concerning.
And these cuts were announced the same day as the Our Land 2024 report release on Aotearoa's natural ecosystems and landscapes. Would you be able to explain what the report found? What do you think about the two being announced and released the same day?
So, yeah, absolutely. They were released on the same day. So the report is one of a series of reports that comes out regularly, which really talks, I guess, think of it as a state of the nation around our natural environment, in this instance, our land and the creatures that live on it. I think what's really telling about that report, so this is science and research and evidence. So it's not just a one-off piece of work. There's a huge amount of effort that goes into this from experts up and down the country to really pull this information together. And what it talks about is exactly this issue, the threats and risks that we face, the fact that things are getting worse rather than better, and also highlighting why as New Zealanders we should care about this. So it kind of goes, you know, I think sometimes when we think about the environment, we think about beautiful bush or we think about taonga species like kiwi or kakapo. What we don't think so much about sometimes is fresh water, air quality, soil that we can actually farm. You know, so many of the building blocks of actually our individual health, the health of our community, the kind of bedrocks of our economy, our primary sector, is actually those environments working. And, you know, what this report highlights is actually just the very concerning state that the environment is in. So I think having that report come out, the same day that we're announcing job cuts to the very people that we want to look after our environment, you know, something's not quite right with it.
Yeah, and this is also coming as the Fast Track Approvals Bill is going through Parliament. Would you be able to talk a little bit more about what you propose the impact of the job cuts at DOC as well as the others in the public sector contributing to the protection of Aotearoa's environment, such as the Ministry for the Environment, Biosecurity New Zealand and NIWA will have on the environment?
So I think these are highly skilled individuals, and when you take away people's roles, you know, these tend to be people who can go and do something else, right? So they can head overseas. So it's one thing to cut an agency or cut what you'd call capacity, right, or capability. So if you get rid of people, it's a faster process than actually getting them back. So it's pretty short-sighted in that, yep, we will cut and save some money in these government agencies, but actually in the long term, it's going to cost us more. It's going to cost us more in terms of our environment being the bedrock of our economy, and it's going to cost us more because we're going to need to get good, highly trained, skilled people back into our work because we do have these crises that we need to address. And, you know, your question about Fast Track is a really important one because, you know, the job losses are important, but actually Fast Track and the horrific, you know, permissions that will enable on in terms of damaging our environment is something that all New Zealanders really need to be aware of and to stand up and say, hang on, this is not who we are, this is not acceptable. So Fast Track is incredibly important, and it's kind of a little bit slipping under the radar because the description of Fast Track makes you think, oh yeah, okay, it's just about speeding things up. It's not. This is legislation that is fundamentally going to change the way that we do development in New Zealand. And it does that by removing environmental protection. So, you know, it changes how we are going to build things in this country and the way that those things will be quote-unquote fast-tracked or sped up, which I actually don't think they will be sped up, is by removing environmental safeguards. So Fast Track overrides the Conservation Act. It overrides the Wildlife Act. It overrides the legislation that looks after our exclusive economic zone, so our ocean. And in that respect, it is something that is changing the way that we're going to look after our environment and represents a giant step backwards.
And Forrest and Bird has pointed out that DOC's budget is about the same as Christchurch City Council's, but it's expected to look after nearly a third of New Zealand's total land area. As an already underfunded sector, how do you propose the cuts will impact the people whose jobs will remain and or volunteers?
So I think there's a couple of things there. So first of all, when the new ministers came in, all government departments do what they call a briefing to their incoming minister. So the DOC briefing actually said, we don't have enough money as is to do or carry out the jobs that we are required to do by law. So that's what they said even before these cuts. So if you are taking these cuts and you're taking out those roles, then something needs to give even further. So, you know, it's taken a perilous position and made it worse. How DOC responds to that, what direction it gets from its minister, I think that's a conversation that's well worth asking him. So if you don't have enough money to do the things that you're required to do by law, what are you going to do? I think for New Zealanders, we should be concerned because, you know, those legal requirements are about protecting our environment. They're about protecting the things that are precious to us. So, you know, if you didn't have enough money to start with and then you've reduced that even further, well, the 4,000 species that were already at risk, things are going to get worse. You know, we're talking about the risk of extinction here. That's how bad things are looking. So hand in hand with legislation like Fast Track that is removing environmental protections, where, you know, if there's anything that's being fast tracked, it's, you know, this war on nature. And we're fast tracking a big step backwards for the very precious things that we as New Zealanders identify with in terms of our affinity with our environment, our affinity with the whenua, our affinity with these species that are only found in this country. I think probably the one thing I would really say to your listeners is, you know, the submissions on Fast Track close this Friday, and the Select Committee needs to hear from New Zealanders from all sorts of walks of life how much they care about their environment. You know, this is a really horrific piece of legislation that's incredibly poorly thought through, that undermines people's ability to have a say in the future. So it's anti-democracy. It's also anti-environment. The one chance you do have to have your voice heard is to put in a submission. So if you do want to stand up and really make your voice be counted, please do come and check out our Forest and Good website. We've got a submissions page, and we'd love you to the opportunity to kind of use that. And, yeah, make sure your voice is heard.
That was Group Manager of Conservation Advocacy and Communications at Forest and Bird, Richard Cappy, speaking about the impact of the job cuts at the Department of Conservation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.